is indicative, or rather helps us to understand why the Lord uses the language that he uses in chapter 20 when he says, he doesn't just say, you allow Jezebel. He says, you allow that woman. There's an indignation there. You allow that woman. And thank the Lord for women. Why is it that there is an emphasis here, though, on that woman? Because what do we find in the Word of God? That woman has been put under the headship of man, and that there is a real emphasis, not only on all of God's people, but there's a real emphasis on wives to be submitted to their husbands. If one does a word study on submission, we find that we are called to submit to many. But there is a real emphasis to wives to be submitted under the headship of their husbands. And we find in 1 Peter that it's by their gracious submission, their gift of submission, that they win the hearts of their husbands. But here this wife, this woman, Jezebel, why is Jezebel such a powerful figure in history? Why are other femme fatales such powerful literary pictures, such as Lady Macbeth? It's because it's something so unnatural. Jezebel was a monstrosity, not a loving wife, not a nurturing mother, but a murderous, power-hungry woman who would do anything and take any tactic to accomplish what she wanted. A fearful, fearsome picture. And you know, what are we as submitted to Christ? When we find that the Son of God loved me and gave himself for me, what is it in Paul's confession? He says, I've been crucified with Christ. He's identified himself with Christ's rejection. And it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. He finds all of his intimacy with Christ. But then he says, the life that I now live, I live for the Son of God. So that authority and what he had done for him, what Christ had done for Paul, had so won his heart that he was ready to lay his life down as a living sacrifice. And that's really the theme of Romans 12. In light of all that God has done for you, doesn't he deserve your trust? Doesn't he deserve your submission? And those idols that creep in, again, gradually they take hold of the heart. And haven't we dealt with our brethren this way? And haven't we dealt with unbelievers this way? This is God's word. This is God's will. Now do it or die. We may not have had the ability to put them on a stake, but we've perhaps killed them. They've been dead to us, and we won't talk to them any longer. We won't contact them any longer. We won't have anything to do with them any longer. This is not the life of one who belongs to the Lord Jesus.
In the first three churches, they end by, who has ear, let him hear what the Spirit say to the churches, was the whole church. When we reach Thyatira, and the other three churches that follow, the call was to the small remnant that was still working in that church.
لكن رغم انه الروح القدس شاف انه الاربع كنايس دول هيوصلوا الى نهايه الى مجيء الرب.
And as the Holy Spirit has seen that those last four churches will continue until the second coming of the Lord Jesus.
ومنهم اثنين بيمثلوا مرحلتين في الزمان ومنهم اثنين بيمثلوا حالات روحيه هتوصل لغايه مجيء الرب.
As was said, two were two systems and the other two were two conditions, moral conditions.
لكن في صوت هيوصل لكل الكنائس.
But there is a voice that will reach to all the churches. in verse 23, and then all the churches will know that I am the one that examined the kidneys and the hearts. Unfortunately, this voice will not arrive through words and letters that are written, but it will arrive to the people through judgment. In verse 21, and I gave her time to repent from her fornication, and she did not repent. The judgment is mentioned in verse 22. I will lay her down. Judgment for the church itself against the system. Judgment to those that fornicate with her. And the judgment for her children whom I shall kill them. I shall judge them through death. It is always the way that the Holy Spirit acts. Those that do not hear the low and still voice, he will hear in the three ways that the Lord Jesus spoke to Elijah. The fire, the earthquake, and the wind. It is wonderful if the Lord will give us grace that while we are sitting here in the meeting, that we hear his low and still voice. That he is the Son of God that is worthy of all worship. Not only he has two eyes that are like flaming fire, and not only has two feet as they are in the furnace, but he is the one that examines our hearts and inside. He knows every word we say and every service we offer to him.